now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, where the truth has to be told. On the show today, we have some friends of mine that I met while I was in Las Vegas, and they were their competitors there. And we have a translator as well. So we have Francisco, we have Anita, and Constantino. Is that right? Hey, guys, welcome on the show. The only thing I know how to say in Italian, just so you know, is buongiorno, and reverdici, and ciao. That's all I know.
Now you will say buonasera. That is a good evening.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
Yeah. Buonasera.
I like Italian, to speak Italian.
Yeah, you do?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't know how. but I have to tell you, about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I went to Italy for my birthday. And I was in Rome, Venice, and Torino.
And you must see our city, our town, Taranto.
Taranto?
We are in Sud Italy. You come back.
Yes.
In Italy. And
yes.
You are the welcome in this town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'm going to do that next time. And I was just telling my people that I work with here that Italy, because I've been all over the world, but Italy was one of my favorite countries that I've been in so far. And everybody that I've talked to has always said they loved Italy when they went there. Not one person that went there that I know ever said they had a bad time. And I understand why now. I went there and I had a great time. The people were great, and they love life. They love food. And I really had a good time. So I will, when I come back there, I'll definitely go back to your town, your city.
Yes, yes.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so Francisco, on your bio that I'm seeing, you started training. You're 43 years of age, and you've been training for how many years now? 14 years? Or no, you're married for 14 years.
Actually, he started training 23 years ago.
23 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you started training, was that you said you're an athlete. So what kind of sports, Francisco, did you play before you started bodybuilding?
Yeah, he started to do sports when he was 9 years old.
Okay.
And he started with athletics.
Uh-huh. Soccer, and football?
Calcio.
And he used to run 100 meters. And after that, he used to do also some jiu-jitsu.
Oh, but, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then you got into bodybuilding.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, he is a competitor since 10 years ago.
Okay. And then Anita, when did you start working out? Were you an athlete before, or did you start working out in bodybuilding with Francesco?
I started in bodybuilding 10 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and about 14 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so after to meet my husband, he says that I don't training. Non mi animavo. Yes. But
so actually when when she met Francesco, uh-huh. and actually Francesco realized that she thought that she was training, but uh-huh. actually her training were too much soft.
Yes.
Oh, so you okay. were your training intensity wasn't very very good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But Francesco is very demanding, so.
That's good, Francesco. It's important to be yeah. demanding. Hey, when you were now at this point, when he told Anita, when he told you that, were you already married?
No, not exactly. No. So actually, it was I think at the beginning of their relationship.
Ah, okay. So then you started going to the gym already before you got married. And then Francesco said that, so he said that your training wasn't very intense. So he, I'm assuming then, Francesco designed a program for you.
Yes, absolutely.
He is my coach.
Ah, okay.
He is my coach. And my training is now very, very hard.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Okay. So, Francesco, when you first started competing, did you start competing when Francesco did, or was Francesco, were you already competing?
Yes.
No, actually, Francesco started some years before Anita started.
Okay.
And so.
We have been to Campionato Italiano nel 2010.
Okay. So he started in 2010.
Oh, 2010.
With competitions.
Uh-huh.
And BFAE. The federation.
The federation. NBFI.
Uh-huh. Is that Italian federation?
Yes.
This is the Federation of Italy.
It's the Italian federation.
Yes.
Okay.
And he classified us first.
Okay.
He won the championship and become the professional athlete in WFBFI.
Okay. Now, did you become pro the very first show that you did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No, actually,
the second.
At the second year, that during the second competition, he became pro.
Professional. And did you compete?
He was, for the second year, the championship in Italy.
Oh, okay.
And the second year, won the pro card.
Okay. Now, were you competing in bodybuilding or were you competing in classic physique? There's different categories. Bodybuilding. Yeah.
So actually, he has always done a competition in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Weight eight.
Okay. Okay, the top weight.
Yes.
Okay. Now, remind me now, Francesco, when you came to Las Vegas, did you win your category? Did you win there? First place? Second place?
Not in Las Vegas. We have been to...
Actually, that time it was the fifth.
Okay. In Las Vegas?
Yes. But actually, he won in Athens the world championship.
Last year.
Was that, did that qualify him for Vegas? Is that how that worked? Did he have to qualify before he went to Las Vegas?
No,
he was a pro. Okay, so actually he's a pro athlete, so he doesn't need to qualify. Yeah, to qualify, yes.
Okay, and then have you always competed in natural bodybuilding, or did you compete in the other where they were?
No, definitely only in natural bodybuilding.
Okay, is the natural bodybuilding organizations big in Italy? Popular?
Yes, probably it's the most important one.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Anita, when did you start competing then? After you started working out with Francesco and started working out on a proper program, then how many years was it before you got on stage?
Allora,
quando hai iniziato a competere? In che tipo?
Allora, my first competition was in bikini. Mm-hmm. But he isn't my dress.
Okay.
Because I like the muscle.
Uh-huh.
And so I had too much for this category.
Yeah.
And so
she realized that probably she preferred to change the next category.
So bikini is not the category that you want to compete in. You want to compete in a higher a different category where they have more muscle.
Yes, she do.
Is that physique? Is that a physique?
No, figure.
Oh, figure.
Is my category, the figure.
Okay.
I am a pro in figure.
Okay, so you got your pro card in figure.
Yes. Okay. I won this last year for the second time the championship in Italy in the NBFA.
Uh-huh.
And I won the Elite Tour in Italy.
Okay.
And win one the pro card.
Okay.
So actually she now is a professional athlete.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So let me ask you this now. Are you able to make a living from your sport? You know, like, are you able to do like personal training, or how do you, you know, because one of the things that a lot of people have problems, like the athletes that compete in the sport, even in the United States, is they have a hard time making a full-time living as personal trainers. And I'm just wondering if in Italy, if you're able to make a full-time living from your sport, or do you have to do other work besides the stuff in sport?
Allora, we have a team. We are a personal trainer, and I am a coach of women.
Okay.
And he is the coach of the men.
Okay.
Okay. The team is very, very long.
A big team?
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
Okay, big.
Big, yeah.
Okay.
Is widespread around the whole Italy. And there is also someone from abroad.
Okay,
and, so
you do like online personal training? Is that what you mean? Train people from all over the world online or no?
Online, but actually,
yes.
Sometimes they come to Taranto for have a personal check.
Okay.
Also, then, some personal training.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are you able to train your clientele?
And, in the team, there are four professional athletes.
Uh-huh.
Francesco, Anita and other two guys.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're part of a team that trains other people, other athletes. Is that correct?
Yes. They are the head of the team, Francesco and Anita. And actually, Francesco trains the males, while Anita the females.
Got it. Okay. So, do you have a gym where people come to? Do you have a certain gym that you train at?
At the moment they don't own any gym, but it's planned to.
For the future.
To buy a gym in the next future.
So when people come to you, do you go to somebody else's gym? Do you go?
Yeah, actually there is a gym where we used to go.
Uh-huh.
There and it's yeah, but sometimes we go. They go around Italy. And oh. So,
yes.
But they have lots of connections all around Italy. So yes. So people come also from also some. We live in the south of Italy.
Uh-huh.
Taranto is in the. If you have an idea of the shape of Italy,
mm-hmm.
We are in the hill. Okay. And so people come from the north too.
Uh-huh.
So 100 kilometers far from here.
Okay.
So actually they are well known in this field.
Okay. I think I understand. So when you go to these people, do you have people, athletes that are at certain places where you go to them and do a seminar? Is that what you do?
They do also seminars.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For example, the last one, it was in Sicily, and it was held by Francesco.
Uh-huh.
And so there are also some workshops and other courses for people that would like to become trainers.
Okay. Mm. And how do you advertise? Go ahead. No, go ahead, Anita.
Yeah, I write for the paper of fitness excellence style.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
I write for this paper, and so I speak of natural building of for women.
Uh-huh. So do you advertise in that magazine? Is that how people know that you're coming to like an area? Because you advertise that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Si. I have a
so actually
a little space for write
a column. You know, like a column that you write.
Yeah, oh. Yes.
Got it.
The woman do to me the answer and the question, and I answer.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that before. Okay, I understand that. Okay, so let me ask you this: when you went to your last seminar or training, how many people were there for you?
Una trentina.
So actually. There were around 30 people.
30 people. That's quite a few.
Also because the course is split in two different parts. There is a theoretic one and another one that is practical.
Yes.
So there is a limit that we can't go up. So 30 people is the maximum. Capability.
Yeah.
In order to have also the practice.
Okay. So I understand you. It's a theoretical and then application is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that. Yeah. So then, are you doing this well over a weekend? It's a weekend seminar. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. It they usually start on Friday, and they last 3 days.
3 days.
So okay. the next one is the in the spring.
March.
March.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That actually for us is in spring, but probably for other parts of the world it's still winter.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We have a seminar in Las Vegas.
So they are propose themselves to do a seminar there in Las Vegas.
Oh, good. I'll go see that one. I promise you that. Okay, so then let me ask you this then, because back in the in the 1980 late 80s and early 90s for us, doing seminars like this was very popular. We used to go to Europe all the time and do these seminars. Have you heard of Tom Platz? Have you heard of Tom Platz by chance? Tom Platz?
Platz? Yes, I know. Okay.
Tom used to work for me when I wrote one of my training courses, Big Beyond Belief. Did you see that at the show, Big Beyond Belief, the training course? Tom Platz and I were in Europe doing seminars, okay? And so it was very popular. But seminars in our country, now that there's social media, doesn't seem to be as popular. And it sounds like is it still popular in Italy to do seminars in? Is that what you're saying? Popular?
Yes, actually, it's quite popular.
Yes.
Especially from people that would like to become a professionist.
Okay.
Because actually, I got what you are saying.
Yes.
That now with Instagram, YouTube, and other social medias, as some people don't need to go for seminars,
right.
But they prefer to get information from the web.
Right.
But actually, who really want to succeed in this discipline? Actually, they do and follow. Seminar.
I agree with you. I think that the mistake, I think to a degree, there's too many people on the web and on the internet, Instagram, that are calling themselves coaches, but they're really not. They don't know enough to do that. And yet there's people that are following them. And it's very frustrating for the people that really know the industry. I think you have to be in front of people and do seminars and teach them that way so they can become legitimate and professional trainers. And that's not happening now with the internet or the Instagram, social media as much. My question is this, because I'm very curious about this. So when you do this seminar over 3 days, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you charge per person for that seminar?
Dai 70 a 90 euros a testa. Actually, it depends, but we can say that it is around 300 euros per person.
300 euros per person.
Yeah.
And do they, when you go there, have they already paid for that seminar? So you know that when you go there, you've already got 30 people that have paid for the seminar?
No, I pagano prima. They actually, they pay in the when they join, they decide to join the seminar. Because there is a limit, a capability limit for a maximum or, it depends on the seminar, but it is around 20, 30 people.
Okay.
So if you book a position, you have to pay before.
Ahead of time. Yeah. So that way you know that when you go there, you're going to have, you know, people there, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't know if you're going to have anybody that's.
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Otherwise, the risk is to have some places booked, but people don't come.
Right. Very important. Okay, so how many of these seminars do you put on throughout the year? Is it two or three? Is it how often?
The average is four.
Four. Per year. Okay.
We are very busy.
Uh-huh.
Because we have three children.
Uh-huh.
And so the the family is very important.
Right.
We studies now and to the university.
Uh-huh.
And so
so actually they have lots of things to do because they have two, three yes. children, but I think that they make a very big effort for for the team, because the team is very big.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they have to follow each of them, and actually I think that a very high percentage of the people that joined the team mm-hmm. are people very determined to succeed, so right. they are demanding too.
Okay, that makes sense. And this, yeah. so the gym that you go to, it's a big gym?
It's a big gym. Probably here in the town is the biggest one, but the idea of Francesco and Anita is to manage their own gym.
Okay, but in this the gym that you're training in, are you able to do seminars there too?
Seminario lì. In passato ne abbiamo fatto.
Yes, but not only there.
Okay, no. But you're able to
do also year. Because I think that they can get more benefits. To make a seminar far from their right. own town in order to meet lots of other people.
Yeah.
We are the organizer of the selection of the championship of NBFE.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, both of you.
We are the organizer.
Okay.
The selection is the fight September this year.
Okay.
And so is a very important this event.
Uh-huh.
Because if no, if you don't have a qualification. Qualify. You don't compete in Italy on 24 October in Florence.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But only the fifth selected from our selection can to go in Italy.
Got it. Yeah.
We are free. Three selection. One is on the center of Italy. Mm-hmm. The second is our.
Okay.
The third is on North Italy.
Okay.
And so only the five selected can.
Can join the Italian championship. Okay. So actually they are responsible for the one that is held in the south of Italy.
Yeah.
And we have also this cover. But I think that you can...
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram.
It will be on the 5th of September 2020.
Got it. Yeah. Now I understand.
And they just started to organize all the facilities.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, because their idea is to support to make a competition for the athletes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not only for the business itself.
Right, I understand that. So,
last competition that it was last September 2019. uh-huh. there were 65 competitors. 67.
Oh, okay.
67, actually.
67.
Yes.
And they had 17 sponsor partnership.
Nice. Yeah. That was a good show then, huh?
So actually,
it's a very good show.
Yeah. So are you Anita, are you and Francesco judges? Are you judges for shows?
Yes, we have a judge, but not in this competition.
Oh, okay.
Because we
you're putting it on.
We take an athlete.
Yeah.
Is not possible.
Right.
Judge. If you are an athlete in competition.
Right, no, it's a conflict. I understand that. Okay, so let me ask you this. When you guys go to the gym now, do you go together and do you train together?
Yes, sometimes we can training together.
Uh-huh.
But there are a problem for the children.
Yeah.
And so we divide it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right.
Okay.
So then do you do both the same workout? Even if you're not working out together, do you do the same workout?
It depends. The principles are the same,
uh-huh.
the mentors, but actually they change their exercise.
But the weight is different because he is very strong.
You mean you're not stronger than he is? Huh?
<She's trying.
laughs> I am strong, but not like him.
You have to try harder, Anita. You just have to try harder. That's all. Hey,
I think that in a year she will overcome it. So
that's good. That's a good spirit. Hey, how many days a week do you go to the gym? 4, 5, 6, 7.
Four or five times a week.
Yes.
Okay, 4 or 5 times a week. And then how long do you train? Hour, hour and a half, 30 minutes?
Hour and
90 minutes.
Yes.
Hour and a half?
An hour and a half, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is that all with weight training or do you do cardio too?
It depends on the period and on the program that they are following.
Okay.
So the first part of the training is focused on the fundamentals exercise.
Uh-huh. Squat, deadlift, and
deadlift, squat.
Oh, so like kind of the core group of exercises.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, I got that. And then the second part of the training is more the other exercises. So the first part is like deadlift, bench press, squats, like that.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. An hour and a half. All right. So, how about in the off season? Do you do any cardio?
I
like training, walking. Like walking.
But and also in the streets.
Yeah, in the street, in the open aisle.
I got you. Yep. Outside.
So I do 10 kilometers.
Uh-huh.
A day.
So you walk 10 kilometers a day.
Yes, because I like open air.
Gotcha. You like to be outside.
Yes.
So how about you, Francesco? Do you do cardio outside or no cardio?
Okay. Very not so often he does cardio, but if he does cardio, he prefers to do it with weights.
Oh, so when you say with weights, do you mean doing more repetitions?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, So you use weights as your cardio. Interesting.
Yeah, it changed. It changed the work load percentage.
I understand.
So actually, if he increases the repetition, he has to decrease the percentage of the load. But
That makes sense. Okay, that's interesting because in our culture, we don't think that doing weight training like that is actually a good way to do cardio. But you know something, it just depends on whether it works for you or not. If it works, it works. Yeah. Some people in our country still don't. Bodybuilders still don't believe in doing cardio. They just do it with weight training and nutrition.
So actually he succeeds in increasing their heart
the heart rate
up to 170.
Okay. Yeah, so you get your heart rate pretty high then.
Yeah, only with weights training.
So how long, if you're doing that for cardio, how long would you actually do that? 15 minutes, 20 minutes? How long?
20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. So you don't do it really long. That's good. That's smart. What about your with your training that you do, weight training, do you do mostly free weight or machines? Cable.
Okay, so actually the first part of the training is focused on the free weight.
Okay.
But the second part is sometimes is more focused on the machines.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about your nutrition? Do you eat, like, for example, for protein, what do you have and how much protein do you take in?
So actually is around 3 grams for 1 pound.
Okay, yeah. So 3 grams of protein for 1 pound of body weight. That's how much. He takes a lot of protein.
2 grams of weight.
Okay, so you're taking 2 grams of protein for 1 pound of body weight, and you're going, Francesco, 3.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's good. Exactly. What kind of protein? Are you a meat eaters? Do you believe in eating meat?
Yeah.
What kind? Yeah. What kind?
They get proteins from eggs, meat, chicken, fish.
Oh,
fish.
That's good.
Vegetables.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So do you eat, how about your carbohydrates? Do you eat a lot of carbohydrates or keep your carbohydrates kind of low?
There is a balance among them. So yeah. There isn't a fixed percentage of fat and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the period of their preparation.
Right. Okay. Right. That makes sense. And then
there are always the carbohydrates. Yeah. Always in.
Before competition, they assume carbohydrates.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. How many times a day do you eat?
Five or six times a day.
Okay. So you eat smaller meals.
Smaller meals.
More times a day. Yes. Do you eat your protein throughout the day, or do you eat your protein in the beginning of the day and then carbohydrates?
During all the day.
Mm. So all balanced throughout the whole day.
Yes. Yes.
On the snacks, we drink protein.
Yeah.
Shaker.
Yeah, shake.
But in other
the main meal are based on the food.
Yes.
Right. And then
they prefer to eat food. Absolutely, but sometimes for practical reasons they assume some integrators.
It's always better to eat whole food than the protein shakes are good to supplement with.
Maybe yes, absolutely.
One
yes.
or two. Yeah, I did the same thing like that. Okay. Now, as far as in your off season, I'll first ask you, Anita. First of all, what's your competition weight like when you're in Vegas, Las Vegas? How much did you weigh?
Quindi in competizione. My weight is 56
kilos for yes. Anita's, while Francesco is 85 kilos.
Okay, so 56. I'm going to do some math here. I'm going to round up a little bit. 60 times, that's about 115 to 118 pounds. For Anita, and then I'm going to round up 90 times, about 175, almost 180 pounds for Francesco.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then I rounded up. It's a little bit. I made it higher.
Yeah. Height is 1 meter 75 centimeters for Francesco, and 1 meter and 67 for Anita.
Right. Okay. So in your off season, so if you compete at your weights that you do now, in your off season, how much weight do you gain in the off season?
5 kilos.
Maximum for Anita, maximum 5 kilos.
So yes. 10 pounds for you.
And for Francesco, also 7-6 kilos.
Okay, so you don't get you stay pretty close to competition weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not far out. Okay, so
in the back phase, he never overcome 12% of fat.
Yeah, that's smart. In the beginning when I was competing, it was popular for us to really get bulked up in the off season, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But now they don't like to do in that way.
Yeah.
And they prefer to be quite lean all the year.
Yeah, it makes more sense to stay closer to competition weight if you're
more qualitative, I think.
Yes. But if you're the thing about that is if you're too close to competition, I know some people that are competition ready throughout the whole year, but they can't make progress and changes to their body because they're too lean. Their body needs to be about 10 or 15 pounds heavier to make some changes. You know, like when you have to correct
yes.
weaknesses, right?
Yeah, but actually, I think. It happened when you are in the beginning of the bodybuilding, but yeah. when you are a professionist,
true.
Yeah,
that makes sense. How many times a year do you compete? How many times a year?
Four
competition yes. per year.
That's good.
The next competition is L'Elite Tour in Italy, 24 October to Florence.
So the next...
The next is in Romania, the championship. And then there is in Italy, the Champions World.
The World Championship.
Okay.
In Romania.
Oh, Romania.
Romania.
Yeah.
And then there is a Elite Tour in Italy in Florence.
Ah, okay. So okay. you're gonna compete in Romania then too.
Yes, yes.
Do they have?
So actually, for Francesco, next competition is very challenging. Because he has to defend his is a world championship.
Okay, and is that going to be in Italy or Romania? Which one?
In Romania.
I think yes. I'm going to be in Romania. I think I'm going to come do that one.
Yeah. It's okay.
You bet, Francesco. If I go to all the way to Romania, you better win first place. Yeah.
Okay. Promise. We'll do it.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. 4 times a year, where do you go from here? Are you just going to keep competing 4 times a year and doing seminars? Is there anything else that you're going to be doing with the sport of bodybuilding?
Actually, yeah, they do competitions, seminars, they make as I mentioned before, a big effort in to follow all the members of their team.
Okay.
Lots of them are competitors too.
Okay.
So in some way, each competition of each member of the team is like a competition for them.
Right. Exactly.
We are a parents.
Yeah, so they have 3 children. So
we are parents.
You gotta be parents. Yeah, I understand. I have two children.
They have 3 children, one boy and 2 girls.
2 girls.
Yeah, I have 2 boys, and one of them is almost 40 years old, and the other one is 36 years old. They're still children. It doesn't matter that they're 36 and 40. They're always your children. It doesn't matter. So,
have they started training?
What's that?
Have they started training at the gym?
Oh, yeah, my kids, I had them in the gym at 10 years old.
Ah, okay.
So, they've been training all their life.
My child, Christian, the third, had a competition in Romania last year.
Yeah, competition for babies.
Yes, he was a competitor in Romania last year.
And how old is this one? How old is this baby?
Seven years old.
7 years old.
No, 18 years old.
Eight. Okay.
It is just something a very simple exhibition and routine.
That's good. Yeah.
And so it's something to start and to say welcome to this children.
Here's what I've learned. I have one gym left that I still have personal training. And here's what I've learned. I learned it with my own kids too. If you start them when they're young, then it becomes a way of life for them. It's just something that they do every day as a part of their life. And that's a good thing. In our, you know what I mean? That's a good thing to teach them. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, listen, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, but I want to go ahead and promote your event. Now, your event that's coming up in Italy, and what town is it in? The event, Toronto?
Yes, in Toronto.
Okay. September the 5th.
The 5th of September.
The 5th of September. Yes. Is it amateur and professional or just amateur?
Only amateur.
Only amateur.
Only amateur, yes.
Okay. And the 5th of September, and last year you said you had 65 competitors. At this event,
67.
Okay, yes. That sounds good. Well, listen, I really enjoyed. I love Italy. I love you. The minute I saw you guys there at my booth, I mean, I just love people from Italy. You guys are I love the way you guys are with your life, and I really appreciated you coming to the. I know I took a photo with you. I don't know if I took a photo with you, Francesco, did I? I took one with your wife, though.
luce.
Ok, ha detto che gli piace molto il vostro modo, no?
Grazie.
Okay, so he say thanks.
Thanks, I'm honored.
Oh, so am I.
You have some so kind words.
Okay.
Yeah, they are honored to hear so so kind words from you.
Oh yes, I love it. I can't wait to come to your country. I will be back, and okay. Hopefully, you guys will let me come to your city, and then maybe see you in Romania. Okay.
Yeah, we look.
You are welcome in Italy.
I'll come to Italy first.
Okay. Yes. Look forward to that moment. So.
Okay, sounds good. How about you? Do you train with them? Are you? I assume you're a friend.
Francesco trains me.
So. Oh, is he training you for a competition?
Actually, I haven't done any competition yet.
Why not?
I will start.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. Well, listen, thank you for coming on to the show today. It was nice again seeing both of you, and it was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.